AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Memorial Day plans will have to be canceled for anyone going to two state-owned beaches in Santa Barbara County in California. You can smell and see the oil from a broken coastal pipeline. Patrick Hodgkins is safety director with the operator of the pipeline, Plains All American.
We do truly regret, and we are committed to cleaning up this incident as quickly as possible and mitigate any further impact to the environment.
Crews still have to excavate the broken piece of pipeline. Farmers along the river delta at the heart of California's agriculture expect to get an answer today on their surprise offer to give up a quarter of their water this year in exchange for being spared deeper mandatory cutbacks. Memorial Day weekend could be a very rainy and wet one in states like Texas and Oklahoma. Matt Smalley at the National Weather Service says the ground is saturated in North Texas.
We're looking at storms that will produce heavy rain, starting to increase in coverage on Saturday afternoon and evening, and that will last through a good portion of Sunday as well.
Darren Wint is under arrest in Washington, D.C. He was wanted for the murders of four people in a mansion in the city. Police say Wint worked as a contractor for one of the victim's companies. The Senate is getting ready to get back into session. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he cannot vote for a trade deal President Obama wants.
We have not seen an uptick. In fact, we've lost 31,000 manufacturing jobs. And I, for one, am not willing to vote to put one more job in jeopardy in West Virginia.
The Senate is also expected to act on NSA collection of phone records as the law's expiration date draws near. Labor Department says consumer prices rose slightly last month. A big jump in medical costs was held back by a drop in energy costs. Voters in Ireland are being asked today whether gay marriage should be legalized. The Catholic Church says the answer should be no. This is AP Radio News. Some exciting playoff results on the court and on the ice. First in the NBA. The Houston Rockets' comeback fell short in Oakland. James Harden lost the ball as time was running out. The Rockets lost to the Golden State Warriors 99-98 in Game 3. Golden State's Steph Curry says it's all about desire.
This series is just about who wants it and getting a win. And it's fun. Obviously, the back and forth is a roller coaster ride.
The Warriors have a 2-1 advantage in the Western Conference Finals. Over in the NHL in the Western Final, the Anaheim Ducks beat Chicago on the road 2-1. They have a 2-1 advantage. Simone Dupre scored the winning goal for the Ducks.
Faked a shot and made a nice play to me, and I had a wide open cage.
He was talking about Ryan Getzlaff, who had assists on both of the Ducks' goals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.